We start today off with a look at the recent events regarding the nursing homes and veterans centers in New Jersey when it comes to the coronavirus. The state unveiled pretty heavy-duty new nursing home testing requirements this past week. Now, nursing homes in New Jersey that received the Binax Now rapid COVID-19 testing kits have to test all workers and visitors for a two-week period. State's Health Department announced the launch of a new testing pilot program at long-term care facilities here in the states. They have to test their workers for COVID-19 every other day or during their next shift once 48 hours has passed since their last test over the two-week period. Facilities must also test any visitor entering the facility with an FDA-approved or authorized point-of-care test. That is, unless the visitor can show proof of a negative point-of-care test performed within the last 48 hours. And that's proof, not just saying they had that kind of test. This applies to facilities that have received the Binax Now supplies from the feds and also have a Clinical Laboratory Improvement Amendment. That's also known as a CLIA, C-L-I-A waiver. Recently, there were 366,000 of these tests distributed to CLIA-certified facilities. State directive also requires testing of residents who leave the facility for more than 24 hours and regular medical appointments. That can be based on risk assessment. This all ends on December 14th or when facilities run out of supplies. Given the state of the second wave, though, one can imagine this pilot program becoming policy, at least one would hope, considering the circumstances and the high-risk members of the population this concerns. Speaking of, more than 20 staff members and residents at two of New Jersey's already hit heavily veterans' homes have recently tested positive for the coronavirus. No deaths have been reported at the Paramus and Menlo Park facility since the summer. That's after 190 residents and two caregivers died from the coronavirus during the spring. That's among the largest death tolls, not just in the state, but among nursing homes nationwide. We've had at least 13 staff members recently test positive at the Paramus Center. For additional surveillance, residents and staff now being tested with increased frequency, one would hope. Testing multiple times per week has begun with the rapid antigen testing at Paramus. PCR tests at our sent to a laboratory will be given once a week. No Paramus residents tested positive last week. Two residents did test positive late October, but they've recovered. The Paramus actually revealed this willingly back on, it was just November 24th. Over at Menlo Park, 8 employees and 3 residents recently tested positive. That was as of a week ago yesterday. Indoor activities have been restricted, as have outdoor visitations at Menlo Park. Now, visitors are allowed in under certain circumstances, like when a resident is in hospice. In that case, visitors will be given, of course, one of the rapid antigen tests. So that is what is happening. Currently, at our senior centers and veteran centers, looking at the overall numbers, for those who still at this point want to dismiss the coronavirus, we are now up to the point in the second wave, although some make the argument too, this is just a continuation of the first wave, but be that as it may, nationally now, one person every 35 seconds is dying from the coronavirus. And the death rate is increasing due to the people who contracted the virus months ago. And, well, sadly, whose bodies have no more fight left within them.